Chapter 1. Statement of the Problem. Introduction. Failure, the quintessential word that simultaneously conjures up images of hopelessness and perseverance, ironically encompasses the possible consequences that can simultaneously exist when a risk is taken or not taken. Failure can beget more failure, leading to a series of disappointing outcomes, or it can imbue profound growth in character and wisdom, serving as the preconditions to success that would have otherwise not been achieved. Experiencing a failure can stymie the greatest of effort or spring forth the will to persevere through a multitude of subsequent setbacks. There is a hypocritical undertone when speaking of failure. It is inevitable, and experiencing it can lead to deep learning if reflected on properly, but it is often avoided at all costs due to an overwhelming expectation of negative consequences. Failure and fault are virtually inseparable in most households, organizations, and cultures. Every child learns at some point that admitting failure means taking the blame. The idea of fault summons feelings of potential punishment. There is a fear of failure that drives a deeply rooted motivation to evade it, feel high levels of anxiety from it, and take a stance of prevarication when questioned about it. Researchers inform the reader about the etymology of the word fail. They explain that failure is derived from the French word failure, which means almost to do, and failure is derived in turn from the Latin word fallere, which means to deceive or lead into error. These definitions imply that when people fail, they do not follow through with their intentions, and those who believed that they would be in some way deceived. Therefore, even though the idea of embracing and learning from failure is pervasive in current literature, people who experience a failure can still feel a sense of shame. This emotional response can cause them to suppress their feelings, deflect the responsibility of the failure, neglect to learn from the valuable lessons, and thwart the possibility of future success. But what, then, about leaders who do bounce back from a failure? How do they overcome the potential pitfall that failure offers? As Winston Churchill so eloquently said, success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Leadership failure. Failure is inevitable along the leader's journey. Leaders are in a position where decision-making is a necessary component of their role, and these decisions carry some level of risk. Therefore, leaders are more likely to experience failure than others. Failure, to some degree, is unavoidable for anyone in a leadership position. This necessitates an analysis of causality, sparking curiosity to understand the causes of failure, thereby enabling early risk detection and the creation of a preventive process. However, this contradicts the philosophical underpinning that supports the necessity of failure for providing valuable learning. This tension can potentially favor an apathetic acceptance of failure, which can inhibit the effort necessary to learn from it. Much of the learning relates to the cause of the failure, enabling a process to be put in place so that an individual does not repeat the same or similar failure in a given situation. At first glance, the lessons from failure appear to be highly individualized and situational. Yet established leaders have proven themselves to have basic skill set. Understanding the extent to which these may be related to prior failure could increase the likelihood that some generalized explanations of failure have been identified. Thus, taking time to understand the causes of failure can be advantageous for leaders. The learning that is afforded from failure is indispensable when it leads to positive action. Although a heavy focus on one's failure is dispiriting, it can have beneficial effects if it identifies possible causes and suggests corrective changes. Common causes identified in the literature are cognitive biases, poor emotional intelligence, and ethical issues. Cognitive biases. What if a leader fails despite good intentions? A failure can result from errors in judgment and decision-making. These errors are sometimes rooted in systematic ways of thinking that vary from logical and rational thought processes. Such systematic deviations in thought are referred to as cognitive biases, narrow thinking about the future, about objectives, and about options. The authors further state that these biases can unknowingly lead to a tendency in favor